Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. It's time for our Butler Auto Sales tip-off show, as this is the first game of a doubleheader here in sectionals tonight. We are live from Delaware Academy in Delhi, a packed house. They brought extra police in to help with the parking. I mean, getting in here was like trying to get into some sort of a high-security government building here tonight. If you got a seat here tonight, consider yourself lucky, that's for sure. So we'll go through all of that, but just wanted to first say welcome to the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So a lot has happened over the last 24 to 36 hours. This game was supposed to be played last night out at TC3 in Dryden. But if you are local, you know that the last 24 to 36 hours had some wacky weather. It was supposed to be warm, but then we got some cold weather and some ice. They decided to cancel yesterday afternoon. So yesterday was supposed to be the girls' game. Today was supposed to be the boys' games. They've moved everything to today. So essentially, if you're in the town of Delhi, New York, there are six high school basketball games going on here today. Over at SUNY Delhi, you have four, two boys, two girls, in the Section 4 Class D basketball playoffs. And then here tonight, you have a girls' Class C semifinal, and you have a boys' Class C semifinal. So this is the first of our doubleheader. This is the Delhi girls taking on Moravia in the Class C semifinals. The winner will advance to the championship game, which will be on Saturday, March 7th, out at TC3. They'll play the winner of Bainbridge-Guilford and Union Springs. That game also being played tonight at 6 p.m. That game is out at TC3. So here's the thing. We're going to get you as many updates as we can here tonight. I have all my people out there at all the different games, and we will be getting you some of those updates ASAP. If you want to follow along, maybe you missed something on the radio, you can always follow me on social media, on my Twitter or X handle. We will be posting updates there at the end of each quarter for all of the games. In fact, some of those games over at SUNY Delhi have already started tonight on the girls' side in Class D, so we're posting everything there. And then, of course, later tonight when everything wraps up, we will have full final scores and stats and standings over at natelull.com. We will not update the website until all the games are complete, because you have the four Class D games, you have two Class C games, you have the Oneonta boys, and you have the Norwich girls all playing tonight. So those are all games, about nine games involving our local teams. So we are keeping an eye on all of that here tonight, and we'll make sure you get the information one way or another. So again, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. Delhi girls hosting Moravia. We'll talk about that when we come back on WCDO.
Tired of searching for a vehicle that fits your life? Drive over to Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, your premier auto dealer in the Tri-County area. With 200 vehicles and more rolling in, we're confident your search is over. Cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and crossovers, all makes and models.
Why not use that tax refund toward a low-mileage, late-model family ride from Butler Auto Sales?
Planning a spring break getaway? We have the perfect vehicle for your adventure.
And Butler Auto Sales guarantees a minimum of $1,000 toward any trade-in, even if you have to push, pull, or drag it onto the lot.
And we've got financing for every credit situation. We will get you financed at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Huge selection, huge savings. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to be your dealer for life.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. It is the first game in our doubleheader here in Class C. Four seed Moravia visiting one seed Delhi. And again, this game was supposed to be out at TC3. They normally play these games on a neutral court. But because of the weather yesterday, TC3 could only handle the one game tonight. That was just had to do what you had to do. So Delhi, being the number one seed, was awarded hosting this game. I know there's a lot of mixed feelings about that out there, but they wanted to try to get these games in so that all the teams can rest up before Saturday's championship ball game. So Moravia has won two games to get here. They beat Odessa Montour 65-17. They also beat Kander 69-49. They're led by Caroline Wazileski, who's a very good player. Delhi had the first round bye. They then beat Groton 49-20 in the first round, setting up this matchup here tonight at DA. The other semifinal will be 2-seed Union Springs and 3-seed Bainbridge Guilford. So that game is starting at 6 o'clock out at TC3. They moved this game up to 5 p.m. because they're trying to allow Moravia some extra time to get here. The boys' game after this will be Delhi and Trumansburg. So they also wanted to give Trumansburg the chance to get home early as well on a school night. So we're going to pause for the national anthem. We will have the starting lineups when we come back here on WCDO.
Loyalty rewards are here for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Simply sign up at scorecardrewards.com and receive a one-time bonus of 250 points. Your loyalty rewards can be redeemed for brand-name merchandise, travel, cashback, and credit toward your statement. So sign up today for loyalty rewards for your Shindello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Go to scorecardrewards.com and receive your one-time bonus of 250 points. Just another member benefit at Shindello Federal Credit Union. Union 114 Main Street in Franklin, federally insured by NCUA. Learn more at shindello.org or call 607-829-3560.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Cambridge.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Here is our starting lineups. Here first for Moravia, number one, Kylie Cooper, a senior. Number three, also a senior, Lashley Heredia, a senior. Number 22, Caroline Wazileski. She's really the one to watch here. Very, very good player for the Blue Devils. Number 25, a senior, Kendall Hess, and also a senior, number 32, Tara Morris, for head coach John Crossgrove. On the other side for DA and head coach Todd Bruce, they will have junior number 1, Lexi Davis, sophomore number 2, Jalen Prisco, a senior number 5, Rebecca Verspoor, a junior number 10, Tyler Apps, and a freshman number 15, Danielle Ennis. We're going to take one more break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We'll come back with tip-off here between the Delhi girls and Moravia on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. The only other game going on so far, again, this is going to be a crazy night with most of the games starting at 6 o'clock. End of the third quarter across the hill over at SUNY Delhi. Cherry Valley Springfield girls lead Lawrence Milford 35-22 at the end of the third quarter there. That's in the Section 4 Class D semifinals. And that game started at 4 o'clock. The next game over there will be Stanford Jefferson girls taking on Richfield Springs ODY. That game is at 5:30. So we just went through our starting lineups, and we are all set to go. Moravia is going to be in the home blue uniforms, a navy blue trim with Carolina blue. Navy blue will be the main color, and Carolina blue on the trim. Delhi's in the home whites with the maroon trim. I'm going to have Dave Smith with me tonight on the call. He's still on his way in. You know, some people have to work and can't get here in some of these crazy times. And so Dave will be with me for some of this girls' game, all the boys' game. And if not, Rich Turnbull might pop in and out. Rich, of course, is with me on a lot of broadcasts, also on the Nate Law podcast. But he is working in his official capacity tonight for the media for Section 4. They're working on programs and brackets and all of that type of stuff. So Rich is in town. He's bouncing around. And I said, well, we'll just see what happens. So Dave should be here soon, and he'll join me up in Nate's Nest. This is a great spot to call a ball game, and certainly I'm high above the action here. I see Ben Patton, good friend down there, shooting for the Walton Reporter newspaper. Ben will have some great picks from this game, and we are about to get underway. Here's the opening tip, and it's won by Moravia. They're going left to right to start things off. Here's Wazileski, and it looks like Delhi is going to put Tyler Apps right on her at midcourt. That is one of the keys to stopping this Moravia team. Here's a steal, but Wazileski got it back. Tipped out of bounds and going back to Delaware Academy. They got lucky there because Wazileski, that was a lot of contact there right on the left low block. Could have been an early foul call, but nothing doing. Moravia comes out in a little 2-2-1 press. This Moravia team very well coached by John Crossgove. Won a state title 2 years ago. A lot of these players are familiar with big-time games. We got an early foul here. Boy, it's going to be on Wazileski, so a foul in the first 20 seconds of the ball game for Moravia. Just like we talked about down here, picking up an early one, and it goes against the Blue Devils, who have had to make the travel out here just like their boys did last weekend to take on Delhi. About a 2 to 2.5 hour drive from Moravia to here, door to door. And here is Danielle Ennis on the baseline, back out Lexi Davis, a three. It was partially blocked. Ball is on the floor and scooped up here by Moravia. They'll bring it back down the other way. 7:20 to go in the first. Here's Wazileski slicing through the defense, and she scores, and that's what she can do. Caroline Wazileski gives Moravia a 2-0 lead. 7:05 to go in the first quarter. Delhi the one seed, Moravia the four, here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. Delhi to the left side going with Apps. Picks up her dribble in a tough spot, goes back to Lexi Davis. To Danielle Ennis on the baseline. Passes one through to the paint, looking for Prisco. It's knocked away. Good defense and good hands so far by Moravia. 6:45 to go in the first. 2-0 lead for Moravia here over Delhi. Wazileski to the left side. A lot of senior experience being guarded here by Ennis, but it was stripped and taken away by DA. Good hands there by Danielle. Zips up the left side and finds Lexi Davis. Davis on a baseline drive, tries to work one back out, stolen though, here by Moravia. Great defense there by Lashley Heredia to take it away for the Blue Devils. She's been very active so far. Wazileski wanted a three, but didn't pull the trigger, pulls it back out. 6:15 to go in the first. Moravia girls lead Delhi 2-0. And Prisco got a piece of it on the near side, knocked it out of bounds. Very active so far by Delhi on defense. Just haven't been able to cash in on offense yet. 6:05 to go in the first. Moravia has it on the sideline. They'll look to get it in with Wazileski. And a three ball here went to Lashley Heredia. It was tipped, and it's going to stay with Moravian. I think it was Apps who got the close out there and got a piece of it. 6:04 to go in this first quarter. Only 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Thanks for joining us a little bit ago on the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Big thank you to Mike Butler and his staff for making that happen. And Wasilewski will look to get it in on the baseline underneath the hoop. And she will get it in, but it's loose on the floor immediately. And it's going to be tied up. And the arrow on the jump ball is going to give it to Delhi. Boy, both teams being very active defensively in the early going. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. And hopefully you can hear the student section here. They're right to the left of our broadcast position, and they have come out in full force for DA. And I'm telling you, the seats are at a premium here at Delaware Academy. They had the state troopers and some of the county sheriffs here directing traffic, making sure everybody could get in. Crisco on the right side for three, and that's going to get Delhi on the board. Jalen Crisco, the sophomore, buries a three, and Delhi leads 3-2. 5:40 to go in the first. Wasilewski gets stripped from behind, and Delaware Academy's got it. Innes in the backcourt to the left side. Now dribbles up, stops at the foul line, goes to the left corner here for Davis. Pumps one inside, back out Innes. Three ball here for Danielle is off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Moravia. 5:20 to go in the first. Delhi girls lead 3-2 over Moravia here at Delaware Academy. And they try to go to the high post. It's knocked away here by the Bulldogs. Verse four getting on the floor. And a great job there by Delhi. Boy, both teams getting on the floor, diving for it. You love to see it. Gotta love that extra hustle. And now the officials are gonna go over and just clear something up at the scorer's table here. Again, stay tuned in a little bit. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Excited for all of the games here today. It's going to be a crazy night with a lot of games going on at one time. We're going to try to keep you updated on all of it. But we're underway here so far, and it's Delhi 3, Moravia 2 here in this girls' Section 4 Class C semifinal. Moravia to the left side. Wasilewski thought about a three, didn't pull the trigger. Goes into the corner, and it's way off the mark. Out of bounds. Are they going to say it was tipped? No, just completely off the mark there by Tara Morris, and it'll go back to Delhi. Morris got flustered in the corner, and it hit the pole that comes down from the roof behind the basket for out of bounds. Left side here for Danielle Innes as Delhi in the white uniforms. The maroon trim goes right to left. Crisco on the right side will reset here for Delaware Academy. Crisco finds Danielle Innes down the right side. Now to Lexi Davis. Shot clock's down to 10. Delhi looking to create. They go left side. Crisco to the high post. Finds Innes. Extra pass for Spore. Oh, it rolled off the front of the rim. A great set out of bounds going back to Moravia. They did everything but finish there. That ball hung on the front of the rim and then popped free. Great extra pass by Danielle to feed it through. And just rolled off the front of the rim. 4:20 to go here in this first quarter. Bulldogs 3 and Moravia 2 here in the Section 4 Class D basketball semifinals for the girls. And Moravia has it going left to right. Wasilewski will get into the paint. Now back over on the far side for Lashley Heredia, and we got a foul on Delhi. As Heredia, I'm interested to see if they think this was a shot. Yes. And Heredia's going to the line for three. A closeout foul there on Delhi. Going to be on Crisco, her first, team's first. And Lashley Heredia, the senior, will head to the line here for Moravia. And she misses the first. We should have a final score soon from across the hill over at SUNY Delhi from the first of four Class D games happening over there. Two girls, two boys. And so back here at DA, Heredia, second shot at the line. That's no good. And another one coming. Maybe shaking off some of those bus legs still here for Moravia. A long trip, and not an easy trip either to get over the hill here. And the third shot for Heredia. 0-for-3. Yes, she knocked it off the rim twice, and it wouldn't go down. So 0-for-3 back the other way here for Delhi. Here's Lexi Davis, a jumper. That's in and out. And another rebound here for Moravia. Boy, low scoring here. 3:55 to go in the first. It's Delhi 3, Moravia 2. Wasilewski across midcourt finds Morris into the corner here for Kylie Cooper. Cooper on a baseline drive. We'll leave it back for Kendall Hess. A little up and under for Hess. It rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound, Wasilewski going to work. She puts it up, hits the shot, and she's fouled. Caroline Wasilewski doing what she does. And she's fouled, and we'll go to the line looking for the three-point play. 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Moravia now leads 4-3 over Delhi. Let's see who this foul is on for the Bulldogs. And going to be on Rebecca Verspoor, her first, team's second. And here's Wasilewski at the line, and that one is good for Wasilewski. Four for the senior, Caroline Wasilewski. They're going to need a lot out of her tonight, as usual, as Moravia now leads 5-3 over Delhi. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Glad to have you along here on WCDO, live from Delaware Academy. Apps finds Frisco in the right corner to the high post. Good extra pass from Danielle. Down low to Verspoor, and she's fouled at the right low block. Foul will be on Tara Morris for Moravia. Delhi just trying to find their way offensively here in the early going. Both defense, both sides playing great defense. And so Verspoor at the line will settle in here. First shot for Rebecca, no good off the back of the rim. Got to be some nerves early in this semifinal game for Section 4 Class C. Winner will go to the championship on Saturday out of TC3. Second shot versus 4 is good. I think once Delhi settles in, we'll see the offense start to come. The defense has definitely been there. 3:10 to go in the first. It's a 5-4 ball game. Moravia leading by a point here over Delhi. Chance of defense from the student section. They go inside for Wasilewski. A great seal. Got around Danielle and was able to finish. 7 points for Wasilewski. She's got all seven of Moravia's points. They lead 7-4. Innes to the right side. Yeah, Wasilewski saying, I'm the senior. I'm the experienced one here. And a great move. Frisco to the right side. Pump fakes on a three. Goes back to Apps. Left side, Davis. And good ball movement here. They're going to go one more for Prisco in the right corner. Step back three for Jalen is too strong. Rebound for Moravia. And the Blue Devils have done a great job on the glass with 2.5 to go in the first. It is Moravia 7 and Delhi 4. Moravia across the midcourt timeline. We'll try to feed one across, and it's a steal by Verspoor. To Danielle Ennis across midcourt, averaging 16 a game. Danielle, they need her to get going. Good move by Innes. Takes it inside. Shoulder to shoulder with Wasilewski, and Danielle finishes. That is a next-level finish right there by Innes. Wow. Moravia 7, Delhi 6. Innes, just the freshman. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Moravia by a point in the sectional semifinals. Here from Delaware Academy. And a steal now by Apps at the top of the arc. Apps is looking to run. Ahead now for Delhi. Feeds one back across Prisco. Finds Verspoor. Steps up, blocked. She didn't see Moravia sneaking up behind her. And a good block on that play by Kendall Hess. 1:35 to go in the first. It is Delhi trailing by a point, 7-6. And Moravia is going to travel as they get into the paint. Off the bench here is Lily Heim. And she shuffled her feet. And again, neither of these coaches using a timeout here in the first quarter. They want to savor these timeouts, much like we talked about in the MAC championship game a couple of weeks ago with Delhi and BG girls. Those timeouts are going to be like gold down the stretch in what we are anticipating to be a very close ball game. Minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. It is 7-6. Delhi girls on top by a point. Apps to the high post. Missed the shot. A save here on the rebound by Paige Weaver, but it went right to Moravia. Good hustle there by Paige. And Moravia back into it, going left to right. Here is Lashley Heredia. And to the left side, we'll feed one to the high post. Little jumper here, won't go. Shot was off there by Tara Morris. And a rebound for Delhi with a minute to go in the first. Here is Innes. To the right side finds Leah Young. She dials up a three, left it short. Buckled off the side of the rim, and another rebound for Moravia. A lot of one and dones here for Delhi as Moravia has done a great job defensively on the glass with 40 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And here's Wasilewski, tries a three. It's off the back of the rim, and a rebound here by Delhi. Left side, looking for Leah Young. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Back out Danielle Innist. And Delhi might settle for the last shot here. Shot clock and game clock pretty close. 15 on the shot clock, 18 on the game clock. And to the right side, they go to Danielle Innist. And down low here for Apps. She was stripped. It went out of bounds. It'll stay with Delhi. 8 on the shot clock, 12 on the game clock. So it will be Delhi inbounding the basketball to the right of the hoop. And it's going to be Leah Young to the right of the hoop. She'll look to get it in. Young finds Danielle Innist right underneath. Missed it. And 10 seconds left. Shot clock's off. Boy, a point-blank look there for Danielle Innist. A steal here by Apps. Apps to the right side. And takes it inside and is fouled. And we'll head to the line. So Apps with a good steal. Apps with a good steal, and now she'll head to the line. Great steal there as Moravia was trying to advance it quickly. And now Apps is fouled and will come to the line with 3 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Coach Bruce getting a couple of substitutes in, so Davis and Innist will go to the bench. That's smart. Just get them out so they don't pick up that extra foul. And Apps will settle into the line here. And the first shot for Ty at the line is good. So Tyler Apps makes the first shot, second one coming. Second shot coming here for Tyler Apps. Could give Delhi the lead, which they've trailed for a lot of the first quarter here. And it is good for Ty Apps. Moravia will get it in, but they only got 2 seconds left. They do get to half court. Can they get the shot off? No. 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Delhi girls on top. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. The Delhi girls lead Moravia 8-7 after the opening quarter here at DA. And we want to welcome on Dave Smith. Dave, welcome to Nate's Nest.
Hey, man, this is wild.
How was your first trip over the railing there?
It was a little hairy. I don't like heights.
It is quite the trip to get to Nate's Nest, I'll tell you that much. So, all right, Danielle Innis in the corner, hits a long two here for Delhi, and they need to get her going. Delhi leads 10-7 here over Moravia with 7.5 to go in the second quarter. Moravia to the left side and now knocked out of bounds. Going to go back to DA, but, you know, Dave, you are a Delhi grad. What do you think of this atmosphere? You're coming up here. They got the police and the parking. It's wild.
Nothing I've ever seen of it, and, you know, out of all the games we've ever called, this is my first game with you in Delhi, so it's,
wow.
This is pretty wild.
I was going to say, yeah, I guess we never have been here. We've always caught Delhi on the road or in states or something like that. Here's Lexi Davis, the left side three. Oh, just off the back of the rim. Rebound Moravia, out of bounds, and it's going to stay here with Delhi, last touched by the Blue Devils, they say. Boy, the officiating crew
getting an earful from the Arabia bench on that one.
This play, I mean, how are they going to fit Trumansburg in here?
That is the question that I think a lot of people are wondering. You know, if you want to stay, you could stay. But if you don't leave, where are you going to put the Trumansburg fans, right? So
right.
I'm assuming a lot of Moravia fans will leave. But we'll see. Boys game coming up at 6:45. Inbounds pass to Paige Weaver. She misses a shot. And Moravia back the other way. We're a minute into the second quarter. Delhi leading 10-7, but make it 10-9 as Lily Heim taking it coast-to-coast there for Moravia. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Danielle Ennis into the left corner, finds Lexi Davis back up for Tyler Epps. Delhi seems a little off script here right now, trying to get back on the same page. Left side, Lexi Davis. Now back to Epps. They find Ennis in the corner, and there's Dee in the corner with the splash. She's got 6 points on a little 15-footer, left corner.
Boy, there's no hesitation shooting that basketball.
And Delhi on top now, 12-9 over Moravia. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Moravia will back it out. We do have a final from that Cherry Valley Springfield Lawrence Milford game. We'll get that to you ASAP. Wazileski inside misses a little bunny and a rebound for Delhi. They're looking to run. Apps up to the left elbow. Her shot just off the mark and a rebound underneath by Moravia for Lashley Heredia. And Heredia back down the floor here for the Blue Devils as they try to pump the brakes into the right corner. Moravia going left to right. 6 minutes to go here in the second. Little pull-up shot. How did it go in there for Lily Heim? Unbelievable shot for Moravia. And Moravia hanging around here. It's 12-11. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. And so this will be Leah Young on the right side for three for Delhi. Back rim. Just a little bit too much mustard on that. And another rebound for Wazileski. 5.5
to go. Moravia likes to push tempo.
Yeah, they really do, and not a lot of teams like to do that against Delhi. Shot from Heim on the right side, missed it. Ennis with a rebound, ahead now for Apps. And Apps will go back to Leah Young. Another three here for her, and that's again too far, and a rebound for Moravia. Low-scoring game so far. What do you think as a coach you start to try to settle in? As here's a steal by Delhi. We'll get right back to Dave in a second. Here's Apps. Tries a foul line jumper, missed it. Moravia's got another rebound. Low scoring, it's going to be a battle. What are you telling your team?
Just every possession is very important. You got to slow things down and try to get a good look on every single possession and take care of the basketball.
Moravia to the left side. Heim off the bench again, taking it to the rim. Nobody stopped her. And Heim puts it up and in. 6 points here. And Moravia retakes the lead 13-12. Apps across midcourt, finds Danielle Ennis. Delhi the one, Moravia the four here in this Section 4 Class C bracket.
Something else if this game is here.
Yeah, we talked a lot about it during our pregame show. All the reasoning that this game ended up here at DA. If you had told us 48 hours ago, I would have said you were crazy. Here's a jumper for Paige Weaver in the left corner for Delhi, and she hits it. And Delhi pumps that lead again to 14-13. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Moravia is across half court. A spot up three from straight away is no good. Off the mark there for Kendall Hess. And a rebound for Leah Young underneath. Delhi's got it with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-13 our score. Here's Ennis to the right elbow. Passing one back out here for Tyler Apps. Apps to the left side. We'll go back to Leah Young. Section 4 Class D semifinals here. And now it's knocked out of bounds by Lashley Heredia. Delhi, no points for Lexi Davis, only two for Tyler Apps. Six for Danielle Ennis to lead the way in this low-scoring affair. Seven on the shot clock here for DA. They'll have it out of bounds on the far side. They'll work one into Frisco. Let's see if they're aware. Young, corner, Lexi Davis, step back. Got it to Young. Did she get it off in time? Doesn't matter. Hit the rim and then went up out of play up by the shot clock. What are you seeing offensively from Delhi right now for a struggle?
It just seems like they're having a hard time finding a way to score easy baskets, and they're settling for the three. I mean, since I've been here, I think they've taken five threes, and they're 0-5.
Moravia to the left side. This could be a low-scoring game in the 30s from the looks so far. Now a steal by Delhi. And in the backcourt, they go to Danielle Ennis. Good pass ahead. Finds Verspor, who lays it in. Great extra pass there from Danielle Ennis. Makes it 16-13. What'd she see there, Dave?
she just is. I've seen her grow up and play, and she is unbelievable. She sees the court really well. She definitely does not play like a sophomore.
Well, she's a freshman.
Freshman.
Yeah. Freshman for D. And she gets a rebound here off a miss from Wazileski. Yeah, long career ahead for Danielle Ennis. Prisco, extra pass down low, 4 versus 4, gets tied up, shovels it back out of there, into the corner for Prisco, back up top for Ennis, with 2.5 to go in the second. Back to Prisco, to Danielle again, wants to take it through, step through, and gets the roll. Great move. Timeout's going to be taken here with 2:28 to go in the second. Timeout, Moravia. Delhi with their biggest lead of the game, 18-13. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back. What a little run there from Delhi, Coach. What are you seeing from them that allowed them to get that spark finally?
They're just really patient, which I like to see, and they're taking what the defense is giving them, and they actually, you know, attack the basket there late in the shot clock instead of settling for a three.
Moravia's got it back, going left to right. They'll pass one inside, looking for Wazileski into the corner. Ennis can't save it. And it's going to stay here with Moravia. You've seen Danielle grow up, as you said. What has continued to get better about her game? Because it just seems like there's more levels even to come for her.
Her ability just to see the floor, understand the game, basketball IQ, almost came up with a steal right there. Just all the little things that she does, I think, is what really separates her from other players.
So again, the Cherry Valley Springfield girls across the hill over at SUNY Delhi, they defeat Lawrence Milford 50-29 to advance to the Section 4 title game on Saturday. So congratulations to CVS for getting it done. The next game across the hill will be Stanford Jefferson and Richfield Springs ODY. So we'll bring that to you as well. And a turnaround shot here for Moravia will not go. And another rebound for Delaware Academy. So Delhi's doing a good job on the glass. Apps to the left side will find Ennis on the baseline, hanging, shot won't fall. Another rebound for Moravia. Feels like Delhi could go on a run here late in the second. Moravia trying to keep the gap reasonable. Chance of defense from the student section, and they've been outstanding here so far. And I only expect it to get louder and louder throughout this game and into the boys' game. Wazileski down low, and she's fouled. Going to be on the floor with 1:25 to go in the second quarter. 18-13 to score. The score right now, late in the second quarter. What's it mean to you, Dave, to be here and see this atmosphere as a DA alum?
Oh man, this is awesome. Like I haven't stopped smiling since I walked in the gym. I mean, it's so great to see. You know, I've obviously been here to some games. My kids, my son, my oldest one, he played in the MAC JV championship here. So, just there's so much history here, Nate.
Yeah, there really is a ton of history. A lot of great teams and great sports over the years, and you know, I know that this game is supposed to be on a neutral court, but there's something fun about having it here.
Oh man,
at least for us as a local media outlet. Here's Wazileski on a right side three, and that's too strong, and Danielle Ennis windexes the glass for a big rebound ahead for Prisco. Now to Apps for Lexi Davis. Still scoreless for Lexi. They want to try to get her going. Prisco left side zips one back to Apps. Good strong move into the paint, kicks it out. Prisco over to Davis, 15 on the shot clock, coming up on a minute to go here, second quarter.
Good patience again here.
So think about this Delhi team. They don't care who scores. And Davis tries a three left side. It wouldn't fall. Rebound Moravia. And we got an official time here. As I think Apps might have got bumped in the head fighting for that rebound. Well, if there's somebody who seems to always get mixed up in an elbow or something like that, she broke her nose this past summer playing in some three-on-threes. Coach is going to take her out. She's kind of pointing to her forehead or her temple area.
I think she took teeth. Teeth from,
oh, boy. And we'll see here. Officials talking to Coach Bruce. I did not see if they called a foul here. You think she took some teeth?
She took teeth from her own teammate.
Boy,
number,
oh boy.
Number three, or two.
Yeah, Prisco. Yeah, they're getting her some ice over there with assistant coach Colby Fancher. Prisco seems fine, though.
She was grabbing her teeth for a couple minutes. That's why I thought it was the teeth.
Prisco appears to be okay. And that's the thing. These guards, they want to dive on the floor. They want to get after it.
Yeah, that's just a Todd Bruce-esque team, man. We called the state championship a game a few years back.
More than a few. 2018.
Oh, my gosh. We're old, man.
40 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Moravia's got the basketball. And another strong move here by Heim, but this time she couldn't finish. Gets her own rebound. Kicks it out. A three on the far side for Hess is too strong. And Davis has got a rebound. Passing one ahead for Spore.
What a pass.
For Spore will work it out. And a three in the corner for Davis won't fall. She just can't find her rhythm right now.
This place would have erupted if she hit that.
15 seconds to go. Second quarter. Delhi up 18-13. Back to Wasilewski. Boy, a low-scoring, war-in-the-trenches type of game. Moravia comes off of a screen. Wasilewski gets tied up, and we got a foul here on Delaware Academy. Fans don't like it with 4 seconds left. Who's it going to be on? That's the more important part. It's on Danielle Innes, first second. And that's a tough one to take. Danielle's going to come out and Paige Weaver back in. If you're Coach Bruce, you're just, oh, that one hurts.
That hurts. Well, it does, especially with 4 seconds to go, but at least it's not a big one like her third. Second, you can manage that.
Moravia on the baseline to the right of the hoop, underneath their own hoop. They'll get it in. They're going to fire a three, and that is going to fall. They're going to say it's a long two. A long two there at the buzzer.
Wow.
For Kylie Cooper. And our score is going to be 18-15 at the break. Delhi girls leading Moravia in the Section 4 Class C girls basketball semifinals. Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll be back here on WCDO.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Morabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Morabito. Visit us online at Morabito.com.
Imagine if your auto insurance was award-winning. NYCM Insurance was ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power among auto insurers in New York in 2025. This recognition reflects their commitment to genuine care and to delivering a quality, personalized customer experience.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time now for our Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT or visit Morabito.com. Again, across town at SUNY Delhi, that's the Class D games. One is in the books already. The 2-seed Cherry Valley Springfield girls defeat the Cinderella team, 6-seed Lawrence Milford, 50-29. So CVS moves on. They await the winner of Stanford Jefferson and Richfield Springs ODY. That game has just tipped off over at Clark Fieldhouse. SJ is the 1-seed. Richfield Springs ODY is the 4-seed. That should be a great game over there at SUNY Delhi. Our halftime score here back across the valley at Delaware Academy. Delhi girls leading Moravia 18-15 at the break. And really, things are going to start to pick up at 6 o'clock. That's when a bunch of games are starting to go down. So here's our first half scoring summary. First for Delhi, 8 points for Danielle Innist, 3 for Rebecca Verspoor, 3 for Jalen Prisco, 2 for Tyler Apps, 2 for Paige Weaver. On the other side, 7 for Caroline Wasileski, 6 for Lily Heim off the bench. She did a great job, and 2 for Kylie Cooper. So, Coach, a low-scoring affair here as we welcome Dave Smith back in with me here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Is it nerves? Is it two good basketball teams? Is it great defense? Or a mixture of everything?
I think it's a mixture of everything. Typically, when you get to this round of sectionals, it's weird because teams kind of like, you know, they're trying to find out their way. And then you'll see like a completely different outburst in finals. It's the weirdest thing. But semifinals, I typically found, are low scoring and teams are just really trying to figure each other out. And then you put on top, I mean, this place is mobbed. Like, yeah. I don't know how you get another team in here in the next hour.
Going to be very interesting to see. I mean, how was the parking when you came in? I mean, I got here early to set up, and it was already, they were already taking it real. I mean, I had to get through like 3 or 4 deputy sheriffs and troopers outside to just get up on the hill.
We got detoured, and then we got up in the hill, and they kind of directed us where to go. So I was like, all right, sure.
And again, we want to say the reason these games are here is Delhi is the higher seed. They were not able to get TC3. Basically, TC3 couldn't accommodate more than 2 games. So they basically went to that. And talking with Section 4, they said, you know what? If Moravia had been the higher seed, Delhi's getting on a bus and going to Moravia. If Trumansburg's the higher seed, Delhi's getting on a bus and going there. It's kind of the way it worked out. It's not perfect. A lot of people are, you know, have mixed feelings.
I read some newspaper articles in the down in the IHC area, and they're not exactly happy about the situation.
Tough situation, and I know some of the Class D teams were upset about some of their game times, etc. Just with the weather, I think you got to give Section 4 a little bit of grace. They tried to fit all these games in. They're trying to make sure that you play tonight and get 2 full days of rest before the finals. Everybody can armchair quarterback it, I guess, right?
But hey, everybody can armchair quarterback, baby.
We're here. We're playing. And it's a great game so far.
It's a great game. 2 good teams, you can tell, going at it. Obviously, traditionally, both programs are very good. It'll be interesting to see how this thing shakes out.
All right, 18-15 at the break. Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delhi leads by 3. We'll be back with the third quarter on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Getting you set for the start of the third quarter. Moravia will have the basketball. Too busy looking at some other brackets here. Moravia is going to have the basketball. They are in the navy blue with the Carolina blue trim. They now go right to left. Delhi is in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. Moravia's got it trailing by 3, 18-15. This is seriously a game you could see in the 30s to low 40s. Moravia's got the basketball into the right corner. Feeding one down low. Oh, off the hands there of Morris, who had a wide-open layup, but she just couldn't quite hold on to it. And now here's the steal by Delaware Academy. Davis looking to get going. Stops at the right low block, tries to kick one back out for Spore, and does.
Uh-oh.
Back to Davis, a corner three. No, an air ball. Davis with 0 points so far, really just trying to get going. She just needs to see one go through the hoop, I think.
All it takes is one. It's one of those situations as a coach sometimes you just got to try to get something going to the rim for her.
And here is Moravia into the left corner. A three for Morris again is too strong. And the rebound kicks into the far corner and out of play. Our sectional championship games will be Saturday for Class C and D. And I might try to go up and watch Coop Boys on Sunday up in Syracuse in the Section 3 Class C final.
That's going to be a good one.
Them and Cato Meridian. Got to go the other night and watch the semifinal. Coop didn't play that well, but they got through.
Dodgeville finds ways to mess games up, and they're big and physical, and I said that they could give them a little bit of a problem.
Here's a steal for Moravia now on defense. They'll bring it back down with Lashley Heredia, and we'll feed one back here to Hess at the top of the arc. Hess will feed one to Morris. Gets down low. Turnaround shot here. The baby hook is off the front of the rim, and both teams struggling a little bit offensively. A rebound for Danielle Innes of Delhi. Delhi going left to right. Into the left corner here for Apps to the high post, Prisco. And double dribble. And both teams struggling to find their rhythm here early in the third quarter.
Yeah, just a couple of unorthodox turnovers, I think, for both teams.
This kind of reminds me of watching Coop Boys the other night, a sectional semifinal, and at times it just felt like they could not find their way offensively, and you're seeing that from both of these teams here tonight. Cross midcourt here for Hess. Moravia team's got some good size. They're going to try to take advantage of it here in this third quarter. Now a steal by Verspore. And then a reach-in foul on Heredia. Lashley Heredia gets the slap on Verspore there with 6:05 to go in the third. And Heredia was not pleased with the call.
No, she was not.
Got to be careful here in these big game atmospheres. Cannot afford any, if you're either team, any techs or anything extra. Frisco has it left side here for Delhi. Now back to Apps. Feeding one here for Lexi Davis. Back to Apps. Good ball movement. Finding Danielle Innes. Turnaround shot. Left it short from the right elbow. Rebound for Spore. Pick out for Lexi Davis, and it's good.
Offensive rebound to a three.
And Dave called it as it left their fingertips, and Delhi leads 21-15. And that lead feels like a mountain right now with 5.5 to go in the third. And they try to go to Wazilewski down low. It's tipped, and a steal for Delhi. Apps streaking down the left side in front of the scorer's table as Delhi goes left to right. This feels like a big opportunity for DA. There's Davis in the right corner. We'll feed one to the far side for Apps. Now back to Prisco, 5:15 to go. Third quarter. Prisco looking for options. A good steal by Danielle.
Oh, great pass.
Extra pass for Verspore, and she missed it. A lot of contact there. Zebras say no call. And here is Hess into the right corner. Feeds one through. Back out, a little give and go. Morris to Hess, step back three. Big time three there for Kendall Hess over in the corner, and she hits it.
They needed that one, Nate.
Makes it 21-18. Delhi leading by three. Innes, the floater, and she's fouled at the left low block with 4:43 to go in the third. And again, both those coaches saving those timeouts. We talked about it before you jumped on here, Dave, that those timeouts are like gold down the stretch, right?
They are, and especially in girls basketball when you can advance. All those things come into play when you're taking timeouts and when you're not.
So here is Innes at the line. Got it. Danielle with 9, averaging right around 16 points a game. Davis at about 12. Apps right around 10, so trying to get those three going here in this second half. Danielle always seems to have the quiet 15-25. Second shot, no good. But a rebound. She tracked it down. Innes into the left corner. We'll feed one back to Apps. To Davis. Swinging it around. Here for Prisco in the right corner. And Apps again on the left side. Steps through to Verspore. Good ball movement. 15 on the shot clock in front of the Delhi bench. Apps directing traffic. Feeds one Davis. Shot clock down to 10. Prisco here. They work it around the top of the world. Back to Apps for three on the left side. Good. Tyler Apps now with 5 points. Makes it 25-18. Delhi in control at the moment. 4 minutes to go here in the third. And Moravia comes across midcourt. And they'll feed one here for Lashley Heredia. step back three for her. Tried to go to the bank, but it's closed after hours here. And Delaware Academy back across the floor into the left corner.
What a fine.
And it's
what
good.
What a fine, Nate.
Lexi Davis for three. Timeout Moravia. Innes with a great pass to Davis, and she buries it. And Delhi leads 27-18. 3:45 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, out of the timeout, here's a score update from over at SUNY Delhi in the Section 4 Class D semi. Stanford Jefferson girls jump ahead of Richfield Springs ODY 14-10 after the opening quarter over there. Again, you can follow me on Twitter or X, whatever you'd like to call that app these days, for all of our score updates today. And when 6 o'clock hits, boy, a lot of these other scores are going to start filtering in from various games across Class C, Class A, and Class D. So back here out of the timeout, we'll see if Moravia can regroup. 27-18 here with 3.5 to go in the third. A baseline drive here, and they leave it off for Morris, and she missed it, and Delhi's got it back the other way. Frisco is across midcourt, and to the left side for Danielle Innes. Trying to feed one through. Gets knocked down for Spore. Couldn't hold on to it. Finally, a steal by Moravia. And Heim is going to come across midcourt. And Moravia needs a bucket. They try to go to Hess here on the right side. Her three is too long. And then we got a foul on the rebound. Coach, what you see here as both teams dive on the floor? I think it's going on Moravia.
I see both teams are really just trying to figure wings out, but they're just careless turnovers, both of them. And then Moravia's pressing a little bit, thinking they got to get it all back in one shot.
Is that the trap you fall into, that you got to just take it possession by possession?
Yeah, and it seemed like, you know, that shot, I mean, it's early in the shot clock, it's contested three, like, you know, you got to get settled in.
And so that foul going against Lashley Heredia, and that is her second personal, team third. No fouls on Delhi here in the third as they lead 27-18. 2:50 to go in the third. Back here, Tyler Apps, the left side for three. Apps off the back of the rim, gets her own rebound. Takes it inside and scores. What a follow there by Apps.
Great rebound. They didn't lost her and then hit her up on the head and bucket in.
Apps will go to the line, and every old man in the gym who has ever yelled follow your shot, love that one. 2:40 to go in the third. 29-18. That's one thing you know about Todd Bruce. His team is going to always play good fundamental basketball, and Apps hits the foul shot.
Always good defense. I love the way they play defense.
So now Delhi with their biggest lead of the game at 30-18 here over Moravia with 2.5 to go in the third. Right side here as Wasilewski slices through the teeth of the defense, gets her first basket of the second half, and it's 30-20 with 2:25 to go here in the third. To the high post for Innes. We'll work one back out for Lexi Davis. A lot of contact in the corner. Lexi dribbles her way out of there, but then lost it. And a steal here by Moravia. Trailing by 10. It's not impossible. A lot of basketball left to be played. And got a whistle here. Not sure exactly why he blew that dead.
No, I don't know we're getting an explanation either.
I think he called a foul.
No, shot clock. It looked like someone with the shot clock.
Okay, I see. He went over the bench and he was motioning. I thought maybe he was giving out a number for a foul, but yeah, they reset the shot clock there. Must have been an issue. And so Moravia gets it back in it in midcourt. They'll bring it down to the high post. And a little baseline drive here. Up off the glass. What a finish there for Lily Heim. That makes it 30-22 with 1:50 to go here in the third. Finished. A baseline drive. We'll skip one back out for Apps. It was tipped away. Apps chases it into the backcourt, and a timeout is going to be taken here by head coach Todd Bruce. 1:43 to go in the third, and it is 30-22. Coach Smith is going down to give a pregame talk to the Delhi boys, so he'll be back in a bit. And we'll be back here as well on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on the first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. So Dave is going down. Dave is a coach, if you don't know. He's a coach up in Section 3. Longtime coach at West Canada Valley. He just left there this year. His kids are getting older, and they play at Unitigo, and he wanted more time to himself. But he just loves basketball. But he's a DA alum, and they want to bring him in. He's a fiery, passionate guy. So he's doing the pregame speech to the Delhi boys. So he was going to go down and do that. I said, yeah, that's something you got to do. That's a bucket list thing for a DA grad. So he'll be back for the boys game. I'll take you the rest of the way here. 1:25 to go in the third. Lexi Davis, a corner three. No, left it short. Shot clock was winding down. Out of bounds and back to Moravia. It feels like Delhi's in control right now, but it's only an 8-point game. And Moravia, a lot of experience on this team, runs into the state tournament, a state championship not long ago. These players know how to get it done. We said it in the boys' game. You can never count Moravia out when they Delhi boys played Moravia here last weekend. And here's a jumper in the paint. No good. Wasileski trying to save it, and she does. Off the miss there from Heredia. Heredia gets it back. This time she is fouled as she skates her way through the paint. And I believe Heredia is going to go to the line to shoot, too. Yes, she will. So now that we're coming up on the 6 o'clock hour, almost the top of the hour right now, we're going to have a lot of games tipping off. The BG girls out of TC3 taking on Union Springs. We'll keep you updated there. You're going to have the Norwich girls in Class A down at Johnson City. You're going to have the Oneonta boys in Class A hosting Waverly at 6 o'clock. We still got that Stanford Jefferson and Richfield Springs ODY game going on. So we'll try to get you some of those, like the Class A games. I might just get an update at halftime and pass that along. It's a lot to keep track of. So that was not a shooting foul. They're going to say it was on the floor. So Moravia brings it in. They get it to Wasileski. Oh, a nice baby hook from the left elbow, or the left low block, I should say, was no good. Back the other way. Paige Weaver off a good pass from Danielle Innes. And Paige is able to score. 4 points off the bench for Paige Weaver. Makes it 32-22 for Delhi. 40 seconds to go in the third. And they find Wasileski, left her wide open underneath. She hits it in. She's fouled. Somehow Delhi lost her in the paint, the most important player. And Wasileski's got 11. Tough break there for Delhi. Wasileski just hanging out in space. Good position. Lexi Davis to the bench. Paige Weaver to the bench. Her Spore is going to come back in, as well as Leah Young here for DA. 36 seconds to go in the third. And that will be Wasileski at the line. She hits it. She's got 12. So 30 seconds to go here in the third. They got a little problem with the scoreboard, so we'll hold off giving you that score for a minute. Innes underneath. Muscles it up and in. Danielle Innes in at the double figures now with 11. 15 seconds to go here in the third. Little baseline drive here. Lashley Heredia with the fadeaway three. It's an air ball out of bounds and going back here to Delhi, and the officials have gone over and said, okay, we got to fix this scoreboard here. They never put up Wasilewski's foul shot, and it's currently saying that Moravia has 155 points. So they're going to fix this. There we go, 34-25. Well done. They're going to double-check it in the book, too, to make sure that it is correct. I love that. I can't tell you, folks, how many times someone will say, I'll get a book for a game, right? And they'll say, well, the scoreboard didn't say that. And so then it becomes the game of telephone of, okay, who was right? Is it? I mean, the book is always right. The book is what you go by. But a lot of times then all of a sudden you'll say, well, the scoreboard didn't say this. Somebody hit the wrong button, etc. So I'm glad they checked that. Delhi back down the floor. Here's Apps with a pull-up. Missed it. Rebound, Wasilewski. Half-court heave. Oh, off the front of the rim. What a heave by Wasilewski. But it won't go. Third quarter in the books. Delhi girls 34, Moravia 25. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
A great team shows up when it matters most. At Morabito Energy Products, we know what it means to have your back, especially when the temperature drops. From reliable propane and fuel deliveries to 24/7 emergency service, our trusted team is always ready to keep your home comfortable in every season. Because when the weather gets tough, you need a team that never takes a timeout. When it matters most, make it Morabito. Visit us online at Morabito.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter. Student section loving it here. They saw I had a pack of gum, and, well, most of my pack of gum is gone now. So kids need fresh breath to cheer, right? So 34-25, Delaware Academy with the basketball here. They go to Tyler Apps in the corner. Feeding one back across. Leah Young, can she hit this one? Yes. Big three for Leah Young, and she dials it up. Makes it 37-25 with 7:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Dave Smith coming back here. I didn't think I'd see him again until the boys' game. And Delhi back the other way here with Tyler Apps. And they will feed it into the right corner. Dave trying to make the jump back to Nate's nest. And he's got it. He's in. I can't tell you how precarious it is to get over here, folks. He did a good job. And they'll feed one here to the near side again for Leah Young. Young on the right side. Coach, you're getting better at that.
Yeah, I guess a little practice. Doesn't hurt.
And Apps went inside, got it knocked away. I didn't think we'd see it until the boys' game. This is a treat to get you back. 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. How'd the pregame speech go?
They're fired up, man. It's fun to kind of be on the radio with a local team. You have to be biased a little bit.
Into the left corner, Moravia working it around. And a three ball from straight away here for Lashley. Heredia is no good, and a rebound for DA. So Delhi girls leading 37-28 here in the Section 4 Class C semifinals. We should have another update coming up on Richfield Springs and the Stanford Jefferson girls as well. Of course, McKenna Hoyt trying to lead that top seed Stanford Jefferson team to the promised land of a sectional final. McKenna averaging 30 points a game right now. Committed to Division I Longwood University down in Virginia. So Moravia will get it into the backcourt here, trailing 37-28. Blue Devils across midcourt, feeding one into the corner for Hess. A three just died on the side of the rim. Moravia's getting good looks from three. They just can't hit. Back the other way for Delaware Academy. On the right side, they go to Verspore on the baseline, and she's tripped up there by Hess. Good sportsmanship to help her back up. With 6:12 to go here in the fourth, Delhi leading 37-28. Feels like a big lead, but yet not a big lead, Dave.
Well, it's just scoring is at a minimum here, so this seems like nine is an eternity.
And here is Innes on the left side. Danielle with 11 points will feed one back to the near side for Leah Young. Delhi with 6 minutes left. Shovel pass to the far side. Boys game coming up next. Delhi and Trumansburg. And to the high post for Epps. Steps back out and somehow gets a pass to Verspore. Verspore steps through and it's blocked by Wasilewski down low. And Verspore is going to head to the line to shoot two with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi boys coming into the gym to watch the end of this girls' game here now.
I've always loved these moments. As a coach, when we had our girls play before us, when the stars aligned in sectionals, man, it's fun.
I mean, this is something, win, lose, or draw, that, you know, you'll remember. It's like, remember the sectional game. It was back-to-back. Place was packed, you know. It's this is the stuff memories are made of here. Is Verspore, 2 for 2. Makes it 39-28 with 5:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Delhi girls on top. And to the right side for Hess. Feeds one across. Good hands by Verspore. It was tipped, but Moravia holds on. Moravia in the navy blue with the Carolina blue trim. Going right to left. Delhi in the white with the maroon. And now a steal by Verspore. Good hands. 2-on-1 if they can hurry. Verspore down the right side. Leaves it for Epps, who goes in. Cannot get the layup, but she is fouled. And Ty, from a tough angle there, almost finished, but she was hacked and will head to the line. 5:20 left. Stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show coming up here, win, lose, or draw. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And then we'll have a short break in between as I'm assuming we actually might get a little bit longer of a break as here is Apps at the line. First one's good.
Yeah, because they're crucial about starting right on time.
They're going to have to try to at least let the Trumansburg fans get in here. Probably about a 20-minute warm-up. So, yeah, they're going to try to really get everything going on time. As here's Apps going 2 for 2. But that game is scheduled to start at 6:45, so we're pretty much right on time here right now, I would say. Let's see if the basketball gods keep up with that or not. Wasilewski into the corner, finds Morris for three, and the bank is open from the corner there from Tara Morris from downtown. And that makes it 41-31. Moravia hanging around. They won't go quietly with 5 to go. Delhi the 1 seed, Moravia the 4. And here is Davis in the right corner, finding Epps, swinging one far side, Prisco. Back to Epps. And a bounce pass to Verspore. Continuing to cycle it around. Epps to Prisco.
Great patience.
Just taking their time, shot clock to 3. Prisco, can she get it off in time? No.
That's all right. Who cares?
He just chewed up a ton of time there.
A ton of time. Didn't turn it over and give up a foul or transition.
Timeout's going to be taken here with 4:37. Moravia takes the timeout. It's 41-31. Delhi girls on top of Moravia on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. Out of the timeout, Wasilewski is fouled at the left low block with 4:25 left. Moravia girls trailing Delhi 41-31. And let's see who this is going to be on. I think didn't quite see just from our angle here who that was on. Innes, second or third?
That's her third.
Yeah, I don't think they have it right up on the board. I think they're going to change it here shortly with 4:25 to go here in the fourth. Moravia inbounding the basketball because we made such a big deal about D picking up that second.
Second with like 4 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Yeah. And so Moravia on the inbound, tipped away again. The defense has just been tremendous here for DA tonight.
They are swarming. They know how to anticipate, and it seems like they're just so disciplined in their rotations. It's so much fun to watch.
And so that's going to be a 5-second call on Moravia. Lily Heim couldn't get it in time. And so it's going to go back here to the Bulldogs. 4:20 to go in this fourth quarter, 41-31. And to the high post, Innes, pull-up jumper for her, got it. Danielle with 13 coming up on her average.
Like you said, it's just quiet, man. She doesn't do anything flashy, she just plays.
Good defense here, but she gets bumped hip-to-hip there with Lashley Heredia. And if that's on D, and we think we're right, that's would be four on her. They only have three up on the board. So maybe the board was wrong earlier, showing two, and she only had one. Right now, it's showing the board is showing she's got three.
Which will be huge. I mean, you can't have her with four right now with 4 minutes to go.
Lashley Heredia gets the first shot at the line. So it's Delhi 43, Moravia 32. And Coach Bruce going to leave her in here, looks like.
Yeah, with three, with four, I think you're safe.
And second shot is good for Lashley Heredia. 43-33. Moravia still within striking distance. 4 minutes to go. Now a steal by the Blue Devils. Prisco couldn't hold on to that basketball. Back down the floor here for Moravia. Looking to pull it out. Tries to go to the inside. Innes with a steal. She had to be careful there, but was able to sneak through. Scoop up that basketball on the steal. Delhi not afraid to choose some block here. Keep the ball out of Moravia's hands. Left side Weaver. Pump fakes. Weaver back out. Tyler Apps to Prisco. Around the world here. Into the right corner for Danielle Innes. Skips one back across Prisco. To Apps. Pump fake. Apps to the interior. Pull-up jumper. No good. The rebound for Innes. Try to reverse layup and it wouldn't fall. Wasilewski a rebound for Moravia as we come up on 3:10 left. Lashley. A three ball is an air ball for Lashley Heredia. Out of bounds. And it's going to go back to DA. 3:05 to go. DA trying to punch their tickets to the Section 4 Class C championship game. They'll await the winner of Bainbridge, Guilford, and Union Springs. If Moravia wins, same thing. Moravia's got some work to do to dig out of the hole here as Delhi leads 43-33 with 2:55 to go. And a timeout's going to be taken by Coach Bruce to talk things over. All right, we'll step away again. Delhi girls leading Moravia late in the fourth quarter with about three to go, 43-33 on CDO.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce, available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Paige Weaver with the jumper. And Weaver's got six. And Delhi leads 45-33 with 2:40 to go in the fourth. BG girls are leading Union Springs 13-11 after the first quarter out of TC3 as Wasileski is fouled here down low. Wasileski's going to go to the line. Who's this on? And going to be on Lexi Davis. Boy, that could have been big if it was there on Danielle Innes, but it's going to send Wasileski to the line. Oneonta boys are trailing Waverly 19-17 after the first quarter. That game is at OHS in Class A action tonight.
And on to basketball, huh, tonight, Nate?
Oh, it's just, you know, it was already going to be a crazy night as Wasileski hits the first here. She got 13. Then you had all the games from last night that got postponed. You put them tonight. Just an extra tight schedule. 14 now for Wasileski. She goes 2 for 2. Delhi leads 45-35. 2.5 to go here in the fourth. Innes at the high post. They'll kick it into the corner looking for Davis. Missed the shot. A lot of contact there, but it was kind of after the shot went off. Coach Bruce wants that possession back. Wasileski trying to go to work, and it's stripped. Good job.
Great
by Weaver.
Defense.
And just played it straight up. 2:05 to go here in the fourth, 45-35. Delhi's got it going left to right. Apps picked up her dribble in a tough spot. We'll have a little give and go with Leah Young. They'll give it back to Apps. And into the corner for Lexi Davis. Again, Delhi content to just chew up some clock. Shot clock's coming down to 5. Apps to Danielle Innes. Into the corner for Weaver. Back to Danielle. Fires a 3, and that one's no good. Kind of clanked off the back of the rim. But a rebound for Moravia. And then a steal back here by Delhi.
Oh, what a tip.
Young with the tip. Gives it to Danielle Innes. We're down to a minute 30. And Delhi wants to just chew clock, and there's really no pressure coming here from Moravia. Apps to the far side. They want to call a timeout with Delhi on top, 45-35, with a minute 21 left. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Just a reminder that the BG girls are leading Union Springs 13-11. That's after the first quarter. That came out of TC3. Winner of that game will play the winner of this game on Saturday at TC3. Right now that game is slated for 2 in the afternoon with the boys at 4. Delhi will get it in, up 10 with a minute 20 left. Again, our boys' game will be up after this, Delhi and Trumansburg. Delhi girls trying to hang on here for the last little bit. Shot clock coming down to 5, and Apps is fouled here by Lily Heim. And Delhi at the driver's seat right now, in the driver's seat, I should say, trying to put this one away.
Yeah, they're just very patient. This is Todd Bruce has been here before, you can tell.
And so this will be Apps on the sideline with 1:10 left. Looking to get it in. In front of the student section. Passes it in to Danielle Innes. Near midcourt in the Bulldog logo as DA goes left to right. And to the left side, they'll feed one back off here for Lexi Davis. Really, no attempt by Moravia to foul or kind of extend the game. Now finally we get a foul in the left corner. Are you surprised by that, Dave? Or is it just too much of a gap?
I was surprised. I mean, with a minute 37 to go, you're not fouling. I mean, this is, you got to try to extend the game.
Especially because they're already at 5 fouls as a team, so it's not like you're even trying to catch up. you know, a lot of times we see a team only has one or two fouls. They're trying to get to five to get to the bonus.
Right.
But Moravia's already got that, so I don't know. Put Delhi on the line, I would think. I'm not trying to question John Crossgrove. He's got a state championship in his back pocket from a couple of years ago. It's a very good team. Apps can't get the first to go. Delhi still leads 45-35. Second one coming here for Apps, who has had a great second half, just such a gritty leader for this team. And second shot is good for Apps. And Apps has 11, second highest on the team. And timeout is going to be taken here. So we'll step away. 56 seconds left. Delhi up 46-35 on CDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. 563-9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, 56 seconds left in the fourth quarter. One seed Delhi and four seed Moravia. Winner will move on to the Section 4 Class C Championship game, a packed house here at Delaware Academy. Ever seen it this full?
No, I can't say I have. I played in front of some crowds like this, but this is awesome. But this is what happened. You know, the girls played before the boys, and an atmosphere like this is great.
It was pretty full last Saturday. We had Moravia boys at Delhi here in the second round. And it was, I would say it was about this full. I do expect maybe even a few more people to settle in here for this boys game. Depends on how Trumansburg travels, but I think they travel well. Moravia trying to get it in, and they threw it away. And Delhi will get a steal with Innis, and Todd Bruce will take a timeout. He wants to advance the basketball, and Coach Bruce not taking any chances here.
Don't blame him.
With 55 seconds left. Moravia too good of a team to give any extra chances to. So Dave and I will keep it right here. Again, in case you're out there driving around, one final score to report so far. Across the hill at SUNY Delhi, Cherry Valley Springfield girls defeating Lawrence Milford 50-29. So CVS is going to advance to the Class D Section 4 championship game. They await the winner of Stanford Jefferson and Richfield Springs ODY. That game's going on right now. All the other games are happening right now, and we'll probably get a chance to catch up on all the scores. I know Norwich girls were up on Johnson City 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. Oneonta boys were trailing 19-17 to Waverly end of the first quarter. And BG girls were on top of Union Springs 13-11 at the end of the first quarter there out at TC3. Norwich is at Johnson City, and Oneonta is hosting Waverly. So some of these games are neutral site. Some are at the higher seed. All depends on what class you're in. You need a Venn diagram to keep track of all this stuff. So.
Wild.
It is. It's how my brain works. But some people, like, trying to explain it to some people, they're like, what are you talking about? So you get it, though. When you know your bracket, you know it.
You know it. You know right where you're supposed to be.
Delhi gets it in, and Wasilewski has to fail Tyler Apps. And Apps is going to go to the line. And if Delhi can shoot it well down the stretch here, they'll be all right. I guess Moravia was hoping maybe they could get some clean steals there before they decided to go to start to foul.
They got to push tempo. I mean, that's the thing.
You're just running out of time. Yeah, Apps makes the first. Delhi makes shots. This thing will just stay where it is. Apps with 12. Again, if you're looking for all the final scores later tonight, we will have them after these games are over at natelaw.com. Apps goes 1 out of 2. Rebound for Wasilewski, and now Moravia is going to take the timeout. So both teams chewing up these timeouts that they've saved. So we'll update the standings later tonight, the top scorers page, as well as put all these final scores up. What did I say earlier? I think nine games today that local teams are involved in the sectional tournament. So we'll have all those up for you there. We're posting updates on my Twitter page, on X, whatever you want to call it these days. So you can check that out there. I'm trying to put up at least at the end of every quarter or at least the halftime score and final score for all the games here tonight. 52 seconds left, and the Delhi girls lead Moravia 47-35. Kind of a good third quarter run blew this game open as Delhi led 18-15 at the half. But it was Lexi Davis, it was that Leah Young three, Tyler Apps with a couple of big buckets.
Well, Lexi had two threes in the third, and they were both just big ones.
After being cold to start, yeah. She had no points at halftime.
But like you said, all it takes is one to go in.
Yeah, pretty balanced here. 13 points for Danielle Ennis, 12 for Tyler Apps, 6 for Lexi Davis, 5 for Rebecca Verspoor, 6 for Paige Weaver as well off the bench, and then 3 for Prisco and 3 for Leah Young. So Moravia's got it. They will advance. They get it at the scorers table, and they'll work it in. Good job by Rebecca Verspoor tracking down an inbounds pass there to Wasileski, and she punched it out of bounds. 51 seconds left. Boys game will be coming up next, Delhi and Trumansburg. We'll have our postgame show quickly first. A three here for Lily Heim is no good. Chasing it to the far corner. Last touch by Moravia. It's going back to Delhi. This is going to possibly end the career of Caroline Wasileski, senior here, who will go on and play some college ball. Excellent player. Just hit 1,000 points for Moravia earlier in the week. So we'll take a 30-second timeout. Delhi on top, 47-35. 46 seconds left here on CDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Delhi leading 47-35 here over Moravia. 46 seconds left. Had a couple people checking in on social media. Is that game over yet? I said, no, a lot of timeouts here in the last minute. Everybody antsy to figure out the final score here. Delhi gets it in, and Verspoor is fouled by Wasileski. Moravia trying to extend this game, but with 44 seconds left, trailing 47-35, it's
not looking good.
Not looking good. So we'll continue to get some updates from across the hill. I do have an upcoming podcast with McKenna Hoyt from that Stanford Jefferson team. We'll be dropping that for you soon. Verspoor at the line hits this first one. And Verspoor now with 6 points. Great effort by Verspoor with 6, Paige Weaver and Lexi Davis all with 6. And Verspoor now with 7. That makes it 48-35. Another timeout taken here by Moravia. Let's take another 30-second break here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Just to pass this along, BG girls are down 22-21 at the half to Union Springs. Just passing that along. Delhi is going to look to get it in, but another timeout is taken here by Coach Bruce. And we're going to step away again for another little break here with 37 seconds. I'm taking this break so I can catch up on some scores for you. 49-37, Delhi on top of Moravia here. Again, the last minute of play. Delhi trying to get to the sectional championship. We'll be right back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Back in, Waverly boys lead Oneonta 26-25 at the half. That's in Class A. And at the half again, Union Springs is up 22-21 over BG. So we'll have our post-game show coming up here in just a minute. 49-37, Moravia with another foul up near midcourt. They continue to just try to extend this game, but eventually we're going to run out of timeouts here.
right, exactly.
So pretty crazy. But it still feels, Dave, like Moravia maybe started this a little too late. So here's Prisco at the line. No good.
Yeah, this needed to start about a minute 30 go in the game, not 46 seconds, but it's crazy how much time has not run off in the last, I think we've been sitting here for 20 minutes.
Prisco, another one, yes.
Got it.
So Prisco makes it 50-37. Prisco's got four. And Wasilewski down low, can't get that shot to go. It's a rebound here for Delhi and another foul as Leah Young gets tied up with 31 seconds left. And Leah Young is going to make the long walk down. 50-37, Delhi on top. BG hanging tough with the two seed Union Springs, who's got a couple of six-footers. Very, very good team from the IAC. Moravia is going to put the bench in here, so that might be waving the white flag. End of a great career for a lot of these seniors here on this Moravia team. A wonderful year. The IAC is so tough every year. And Moravia going to fall here in the sectional semifinals. A great season, a lot to be proud of for the Blue Devils. But Delhi up 13 with 31 seconds left and Leah Young at the line.
Yeah, they ran into a buzzsaw having to come into Delhi tonight.
Tough trip. You know, a lot of people will mention that this game might have looked different on a neutral court. But I do know that in the future, I mean, a lot of the bigger classes do not do neutral court until the championship game. And I know there's some chatter that maybe the smaller classes go back to that as well. Leah Young missed the first, and the second one coming is good for Leah Young. So Leah Young now with 4 points, makes it 51-37. 30 seconds left. Moravia across midcourt. And to the right side here for the Blue Devils, they'll pump one back out. Delhi sitting back on defense, just trying to chew up the last 15 seconds here. Moravia taking it inside. They'll get a bucket. Makes it 51-39 with 10 seconds left. And the Delhi Bulldogs are going to move on to the sectional championship game for the girls. 51-39. Postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance Team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Protect your business and personal information with help from Northeast Data Destruction on Clifton Street in Unadilla, a division of Waste Recovery Enterprises. Hi, Sean LaRose here, reminding you that we offer secure, convenient, and cost-effective document and hard drive destruction, from one-time shredding to ongoing shredding services for businesses of any size. So protect your personal and business information at Northeast Data Destruction, conveniently located at 29 Clifton Street in Unadilla, with drop-off locations on Valley View Road in Sydney and Railroad Avenue in Oneonta. Bins and consoles are available for regular and bulk pickups. Call 563-8982. That's 563-8982.
At NBT Bank, we know that life's biggest milestones start with everyday moments. Like a family gathering starts with coffee on a first date. Buying your dream home starts with opening a savings account. And growing a successful business starts with a single deposit. Because no matter how unforgettable the extraordinary days are, there's a lot of everyday banking that leads up to them. NBT Bank. It starts here.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back one last time. We're going to quickly rip through these awards so we can take a quick break before it's Delhi Boys and Trumansburg. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes in the Tri-County area. In the essence of time, I'm just going to list these off, and then Dave and I can talk about them later if we need to. I'm going to go with Danielle Innes, 13 points. That is a team high for Delhi. She gets our Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Of course, it's brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Visit MirabitoGresham.com and see the difference. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. I'd like to go with Rebecca Verspoor here. I thought she does all the dirty work. She's excellent, played great down low against Wazileski of Moravia. Finishes with 7 points. We'll give Rebecca Verspoor our Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly tonight, the JM Electrical Contracting All-Purpose Award is brought to you by JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford. You can get a peace of mind, as I should say, this winter with a new Generac generator from your home or business from JM Electrical Contracting at Guilford. They are a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. I'd like to go with Tyler Apps. 12 points, most of it in the second half. Does a little bit of everything. She is tremendous. We'll give Tyler the JM Electrical Contracting of Guilford All-Purpose Award. Delhi girls win 51-39. And the boys' game is coming up next. 2-seed Delhi against 3-seed Trumansburg. Set to be a good one. Trumansburg took down Unitego Franklin in the second round to advance here to the semifinals. So we'll take a break, spin some tunes. If you're looking for scores, check me out on X, and we'll have them later on NateLull.com. For Dave Smith, I'm Nate Lull. More high school basketball coming up on WCDO.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney. W222CR, Norwich.